Fill up sample P at the search and create the date. Date is 06/09/2022. Dictation is 4. Kenzie Burleson. Burleson spells B U R L E S O N. Kenzie spells K E N Z I. Date of birth is 04/04/2002. Next paragraph is a 20-year-old hair with fever period. Patient stated the symptoms been going on for approximately a day or two. Came in today because she says she has taken over the counter medication for fever and is not coming down. Next paragraph, review of system, patient report. Throat pain, she said she's also having pain with swallowing. Next line, patient reports body aches and chills. Next line, denies stiff neck, denies neck pain. Next line, patient reports ear pain. Next line, she denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next line, she denies abdominal pain. Next paragraph, past medical history is none. Past surgical history, patient has status post breast implant. Four days. Open parenthesis stated that she visited her surgeon today and she said she had an uneventful examination post-op. She stated she discussed her vital signs, especially her temperature, with the doctor, and he advised her to go to the emergency room, and she is here in the clinic, period. Next paragraph. Current medication, Motrin. Allergies, none. Family history, none. Social history, she denies alcohol, tobacco, or drug use. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% at room air. Blood pressure is 116/68. Pulse 102. Respiration 16. Temperature 102. Next paragraph. Throat, erythematous, and edematous, tonsils, and pharynx. Uvula is midline and mobile. No exudate present. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. No palpable or tender nodes. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Surgery site, there's no migrating erythema, no bleeding or discharge. Next paragraph. Abdomen undistended, no visible peristalsis. No guarding, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. Patient is tachycardic. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented. Times 3, cranial nerves to return normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute strep pharyngitis. Assessment number 2 is influenza A. Assessment number 3, fever. Assessment number 4 is tachycardia. In the clinic today, we did a rapid strep test, influenza test. Rapid strep is positive. Influenza A is positive. In the clinic, we give patients 1 gram Tylenol pill. Next line, she also receive an injection of Rocephin, 1 gram IM. She was observed in the clinic for an additional 15, 20 minutes. On reevaluation, patient was still febrile. She appears in mild distress. Patient and I had a lengthy discussion about her condition and the need for her to go to the emergency room. She says she understands. She was accompanied by her mom, with whom I discussed my findings and my strong recommendations for emergency room visit because of her recent surgery, positive strep, positive influenza A, tachycardic, and the fever. Patients met SIRS, S-I-R-S criteria based on temperature and pulse. Says she understands and will comply. End of dictation.